The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, Joe Fan is the senior reporter for the 49ers. You can read his work online at 49ers.com. He's on Twitter at @Joe_Fan with two N's. Joe, welcome to the Danny Wright Show.
Danny, appreciate you having me, man. It's my pleasure.
So your job is unique, Joe. You cover the 49ers, but you're also employed by the team. You don't have to work for another website, another newspaper, or another media organization. Do you find that more challenging, or do you feel like you get better access for the fans that want information?
Yeah, I would say it's a balance.
Yeah.
I would say there's definitely moments where it's a huge advantage, and then there's definitely moments where it can be challenging. I mean, particularly in seasons that are trying, like last year's 2-14 season, I mean, it certainly can be difficult because there's a lot of PR that goes into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you build relationships with these players and coaches. And so, you know, you're not just going to go out and bash your employer in a story that maybe, you know, a third party media member might do. But in terms of just telling stories and reporting what's going on, the day to day really doesn't change that much, no matter what's going on. It's just probably, you know, a little bit less editorializing when it comes to putting, you know, my opinions into what I'm writing.
We're talking with Joe Fan. He's the senior reporter for 49ers.com. All right, Joe, new 49ers regime underway so far. So good, I would say. The draft was awesome. Morale seems to be better. The roster is improved, at least from what we can tell so far. I mean, you don't know till Sundays. But what do you see as the biggest positive so far with the Lynch-Shanahan era so far?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been here a little over 2 years now, and I think right now, like you said, until you can win on Sundays, all you can do is win public perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard when you're coming off a 2-14 season. And so the fact that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have been able to do so is very much impressive. And I think they've done that through being very open and candid and honest, not just with the players, but with the media and with fans. You know, they've laid out like this is going to be a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're going to, you know, try, come to work every day, leave no stone unturned, and try to get this thing on the right track. And so the players have bought in. I think that's incredible. Joe Staley called Kyle Shanahan the smartest coach he's ever worked with last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge amount of praise for a veteran to put, you know, to a new head coach that he's just started working with.
Can you just give me one of the biggest takeaways? I know it's kind of hard to say because, well, you know, the minicamp wasn't like full on practice, but what was your biggest takeaway from minicamp last week?
Yeah, I think it's just guys picking up the system. I mean, the defense has looked solid. You have young guys who are learning a new system again. But Robert Saleh is another guy who players have really bought into. People have really liked what they've seen from him. There are big plays on both sides of the football. But really, I mean, the biggest thing you can take away from minicamp is that there were no significant injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all you're asking for. There's no position that's going to be won or lost, you know, in minicamp. And so, you know, all you want to do is you want to get through those practices and those days without any significant injuries. You feel like you got a lot out of it. Kyle Shanahan ended up canceling, or not canceling, but he only used two of the three practices allotted to him for mandatory minicamp. He's just like, you know what? We've had a productive offseason program. How much more are we going to get done in that extra practice that is going to really help us come September, right? So let's just avoid the risk of injury and get off into our summer break.
Well, if you're a 49ers fan, then you're probably keen and up to date on what Joe Fan does, but if you're not, you gotta check out 49ers.com and read all the work and all the videos and all the interviews with Joe Fan. You can find him at 49ers.com and on Twitter. Great follow at @Joe_Fan with two N's. Joe, thanks so much for being on the Danny Wright Show. Really appreciate it, man.
Danny, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.